Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah with Allah Ta'ala's grace, Allah's mercy. Allah Ta'ala gave us a massive reward, the 15th of Sha'ban. And we attained this great mercy and reward of Allah. And most definitely, with the grace and mercy of Allah, our humble and worthless acts of worship, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to implement. We did this, and every man, every woman, every brother and sister, according to their capacity, energy, did dua, prostrated, recited Quran, and cried in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who understood, and we need to understand that worthy of praise and worthy of envy are those women and those men who did tawbah, who repented. And this was the meaning of this occasion, of this night, of these last 24 hours. Ibadah, we do all night long. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this past 24 hours for this action, for this purpose. That who is that individual, that man, that woman, lucky, fortunate, brave, courageous, powerful, who will oppose his or her nafs and shaitan, come out of the jungle of the nafs and shaitan, present himself or herself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accept that, Allah, I am a sinner. I have spent my life in sin. Please Allah, forgive me. Please Allah, forgive me. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq to those to do this. And those who did do this, then most definitely according to this verse of the Qur'an, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ, Allahu Akbar, and ask Allah to forgive you your sins. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, and then turn towards him in repentance. Allah says, come towards my mercy and focus yourself on my dhikr. Remember me. So Allah says, ask him, subhanAllah. Musta'marakum fiha fastaghfiruh. Allah Ta'ala says, as a person does abundance of dhikr, the more he does dhikr, then his focus and attention turns to his Rabb, to his Lord. So what's the first thing that Allah Ta'ala has told us? What do we have to do? Fastaghfiruh. Allah Ta'ala says, ask him, ask me to forgive you your sins, ثُمَّ تُوبُ إِلَيْهِ, and turn towards me for repentance. And alhamdulillah, those who did tawbah did a very big action. Allah gives a reward. ثُمَّ تُوبُ إِلَيْهِ, Allah Ta'ala says that you come closer to me with my dhikr. Your focus towards me will strengthen. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. When a person does these two actions, tawbah, repentance, and with abundance of dhikr, focuses on Allah, turns to Allah, and remembers Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Rabbi Qareebun Mujib. Allah says, then you will realize that your sustainer, your Rabb, is ever near, responding to your call. Inna Rabbi Qareebun Mujib. Allah Ta'ala says, how I will listen to everything of yours, your needs, your desires, your requests, everything, subhanAllah. So brothers, Allah is very near, very close, but we don't do these two actions, and nor do we benefit from the two rewards. And how a human being wastes his life. If I do true, honest tawbah in the court of Allah, repent to Allah, and then Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq, and then I have the other target, that my focus, attention always is towards Allah, always is towards Allah. Every moment I focus myself, tubu ilayh, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says that you discard all of the other attractions, temptations, kharafat in your heart. Everything will reduce and diminish, and Allah Ta'ala's love will increase. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. Then you will realize how near I am to you. That how qareeb, how close I am to you, how much I love you, and how I listen to your du'as and your prayers. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah Ta'ala gave us this day and this night, and especially Allah's special focus and karam, that as the time is passing, as the great day is passing, Allah has given us the tawfiq to remember him. Nur ala nur, light upon light. Okay, we did ibadah in the night or in the day, but what a great mercy of Allah. As the day is passing, this day of Jummah, Allah Ta'ala is saving us from negligence and ignorance. Allah has given us another opportunity. Come, remember me and ask from me. Alhamdulillah. Dhikr of Allah is a total, complete dua. It's a prayer, it's a style and mannerism of asking from Allah, and it's a very quick way, a quick method, and it is such a dua. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala himself says that those who do dhikr of Allah, who remember me, they don't need to raise their hands and do dua, because I listen to all of their requirements. You don't need to waste your time, oh, raise my hands, I have to ask Allah for this, X, Y, Z. No, Allah Ta'ala says, do your action, do my dhikr, and I know what you need and what are your requirements and your hajat. Anyway, beautiful time has passed. I will say again, those men and women who did tawbah, my brothers, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, do tawbah, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. Become aware, take heed. There's no guarantee of life. When will we pass? If we do tawbah today for the sins that are present today, we may pass away today. Otherwise, if we pass away and we go with the sins, and then we will earn the fire of Jahannam. We still have time. We still have time. Alhamdulillah, there's still time. There's still time, my sisters, my brothers who still haven't focused towards Allah, who haven't turned to Allah, who haven't recited the kalimats of Tawbah, I will say to them again, don't waste time. Don't be afraid of shaitan. What will happen tomorrow? What will happen tomorrow? Do Tawbah today with an honest heart. And what is Tawbah? Allah, that the amount of sins I have committed, I admit, I accept Allah. And I promise Allah that insha'Allah, after today I will save myself, I will protect myself, I will try to prevent myself doing these sins. So don't be afraid that, oh, if I commit the sins again, what will happen? Don't worry. At the moment we are speaking to Allah, Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. He is the King of Kings. He knows everything. He wants just that we speak to Him in this way. Allah says, then my rahmah will come to you and I will protect you. I will assist you, I will help you. So the deficiencies that are within us, whatever defects we have, whatever downfalls we have, let's unravel them in front of Allah and ask Allah for help. So we don't have to say, Allah, I've got a witness here, or announce that I've done tawbah, or go to a special place. No, no, no need. Doesn't matter. If you want to do tawbah right now, then all we have to do is say it to ourselves in our hearts. Even if I'm sitting amongst thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, I don't need to tell anybody anything. I just have to speak to myself inside my heart, have regret in my heart, speak to Allah within, and do tawbah, and repent. End of story. End of story. And all the sins will be forgiven. So how big a favor and mercy of Allah on this ummah, that we have a simple solution and method to attain forgiveness. And a person who dies without tawbah, without repentance, then there's no guarantee, will he depart with iman or not? This is a hadith. This is contained within the hadith. The person who doesn't do tawbah, he doesn't know, has he got iman? Will he depart with iman or not? Will he recite the kalima at the time of death? Is sin upon sin. I've taken interest, consumed interest, committed adultery, zina with the eyes, wrong actions, evil actions, sins, looked at wrong things. Nowadays on the phone, you can see everything as you're walking. You commit the sins. You can lie, backbite. So all of these actions, how will these sins allow me to depart this world with iman? And then other sins like leaving salah, leaving ibadah, lying so many times, oppressing people, breaking the rights of people, breaking the hearts of people. Is there one sin that is attached to us? Is there one? There are so many sins. And people won't tell us. People don't tell you by looking at your face that you're a sinner. Allah's got a mercy that He's so, such a big favor of Allah's on us, that He doesn't bear us in front of people. Otherwise, if our genuine situation was to be unraveled in front of people, nobody would come near to us, do salam to us. They think we are impure and dirty. But Allah Ta'ala has prepared. The way I have veiled you and hidden your sins, Allah says, do tawbah behind the veil. Allah Ta'ala says that I hide your sins and I will also accept your tawbah whilst you're in hiding. So if there are so many sins attached to a person, his eating is not halal, his clothes are not halal, he doesn't wear any halal, his actions are not halal, nothing is correct, then how do we know that we will depart with iman at the time of death and go to Allah with iman? My brothers, that time is the time of reality. That time when the death occurs, when the ruh comes out of the body, it is a true, honest event, and there's no drama that takes place at that time. There's no influence, no reference of anybody, no help, no fraud, no deception. I remember an event that was seen through a vision. Hazrat Mulana Ludhianvi sahab rahmatullah alayhi. Do you know how great an alim, a scholar he was? Mulana Ludhianvi sahab. Rahmatullah. But our iman is so weak, we don't even know about these things. Now these words I'm going to tell you, maybe this will pinch people, hurt people, but maybe somebody will understand what I'm saying and will do tawbah and will repent. And that's why we're sat here. That when an injection is given by the doctor, there's a little bit of a prick and a pain, isn't there? At that time there's a jolt, a person trembles, but the cure comes through the medicine. So we are speaking to each other, sharing with each other, so we can do our islah. So Hazrat Ludhianvi Sahib Rahmatullahi Shaheed, he stated that a pious elder, he saw in Kashf a certain sight, a scene, an event, and he shared it. He went to the Rawda Mubarak, the blessed Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he requested that, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are there any people in the ummah that when they present their salat and salam to big point, that when they present salat wa salam in front of your Rawda, that you turn your face from them? Are there any people like this that you turn away from them? He just asked a small question. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, was a great question. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the answer, and he said, totally. Yes, there are people who I turn my face away from. There are people who come. There are such people that when they recite salat wa salam, I turn my face from them. And then he didn't ask, and I don't reply to their salam. And nor is their umrah accepted, nor is their hajj accepted. Nor are their du'as accepted. Subhanallah. And he shook. He shook. He said, Ya Rasulullah, who are those people? Rasulullah said, these are those people who shave their beards, cut their beards, and come in front of me, in front of my rawda. Who shave their beards, trim their beards, tell me. Tell me, we don't consider this a sin. Do we consider this action as a sin? Because everything that's made zahir, apparent, and when every sin has been made apparent and clear, tell me. So when the hajj is not accepted, the ibadah is not accepted, the salah is not accepted, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not happy. He said, I'm not happy, I turn my face. Then what a great opportunity that if today we do tawbah, we repent from this sin, this specific sin today. What are we proud of? My friends, my brothers, ibadah, worship, everything we attain through the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah ta'ala said that when your desire, when your deeds and actions worship is according to the sunnah, I'll accept. Look at our Quran, look at our worship, look at our prayer. If we want to make all our actions accepted, straightforward, the biggest sin, at least correct our faces, our appearances, one fist length. The beard, the minimum requirement for the length of the beard is one fist length. And the person who doesn't do this is destroying all of his ibadah for his whole life. His umrah, his hajj, his durood, his prayer, his worship. What is this situation we are in? Look at this. And it's not difficult. Yes, that we have our own face, it's our hair, it's our face, it's our body, we control it, in terms of we have the freedom to grow the beard. Allah Ta'ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh, this is the minimum requirement, grow the beard minimum one fist length. But shaitan has diverted us so much that he has made it look so hard for us, so difficult. The Allah, it's like that more difficult than the day of Qiyamah. If I grow the beard, what will happen to me? Shaitan has thrown his net onto us. We've forgotten Allah is unhappy, Rasulullah is unhappy, my salah is not accepted, my hajj is not being accepted. My umrah has not been accepted. My dua has not been accepted. What game am I playing? What game am I playing? Think about it for a minute. Think about it. So Allah Ta'ala, Allah Pak has given us an opportunity. The nights of Shaban and today, the great day. Allah Ta'ala says, doesn't matter how many sins you've committed before today, I will forgive all of these sins. So alhamdulillah, if we desire our deeds to be accepted, then we should make a solid promise in the court of Allah that Allah, after today, we will not carry out this action. Inshallah, we will not carry out this action. What a big promise. And all of the ibadat of our night will be accepted. Allah will be happy. And the days to come will be accepted, inshallah. Because we've done honest tawbah. So anyway, this is the final moments of Jummah. Few moments left. We have to do dhikr. And within dhikr, we should make niyyah, intention that Allah, I will not commit these sins. And those people who are not here, they should also do this tawbah. Because there are many sins that we commit. And those people are listening, they should also do tawbah, even if you're not here. Because we're not going to see kashf and vision and dreams that these are your sins. This doesn't happen all the time. Person should understand all of the learnings we get from a hadith. These are good actions, these are bad actions, sins of the eyes, sins of lying, sins of the heart, sins of being a criminal or wasting time, etc., etc. We need to learn these things and then do dua and make niyyah. Yeah, and do tawbah, repent, so at least some of our deeds and our time is accepted. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, ability to do tawbah, repent. Ameen.